Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is that when a cicada can't go to sleep?
I think it's the cicada hits the dance floor.
Yeah, it's when they hear a song that they like. The cicada hears their bop, and they get a rhythm, you know?
I never claimed to be the smartest cat in the litter.
We know.
Okay.
It forever now will
your
be...
cicada rhythms?
The cicada rhythm.
Cicada.
It's the rhythm of the cicada when it can't go to sleep.
It only comes out every 17 years, but when it does...
Man, it's got some rhythm.
Just be bopping along.
Oh, my word. Okay. All right.
We are so lucky to live in this town. Can I just tell you that my children sent me a song about 2 months ago, and then I just became obsessed not only with that song, but with the artist that sings the song. And lo and behold, they are coming to Knuckleheads Friday and Saturday night. Station does not have tickets. I've already asked. Of this week,
no
Sam.
Way.
Yes, I just bought them.
Who?
Dan, they're called 49 Winchester. And
sounds like a gun.
Their song, Annabelle. Oh, God, crank this up. What you always said.
They are named after a gun,
what's
yes.
What's a man to do when he don't know the truth and he lives inside his own head now? Oh, my God, I love this song.
Yeah,
Annabelle.
49 Winchester out of Virginia.
Friday and Saturday night. I just bought tickets.
For both?
Saturday night only. I have plans Friday night. We're going. Now, my poor Johnny will tell you, he has had to suffer through me singing that song 19,486 times.
So have I.
And one of the children said to him, do you like the song, Johnny? And he goes...
I did.
You know what he said? He goes, I've never heard 49 Winchester singing.
Now that is true.
That is
certifiable.
Funny.
Dana just roams around the house all day long singing that song. And I'm telling you, they have other great hits, but I'm there for Annabelle. Get out of my way. I will be down front.
Can I ask the question? No, Sam, you ask the question.
What? What is your question?
It's a very simple question.
Yeah.
And it's one that I share.
And I'll just say it. Who are you?
Who am I? I've always loved good music. And I want to be clear, 49 Winchester is not bro country because that's not my thing. They are more like...
I just want to point out that like 10 months ago, you made fun of me for backing into parking spaces. You made fun of me for driving a lifted truck. You made fun of me for listening to country music.
I know.
That is true.
Now you back into parking spaces, love trucks, and listen to country.
I'm a backer-inner.
What happened?
And you want to move to the country,
but it's
and
not-
you flirted with the idea of shooting a gun.
I don't remember that.
Sam?
Ooh. Are we going to the range?
We are not.
Is that for the air?
Going to the range.
Come on.
I said something in jest about that. I'm actually not going to do that.
The words were said.
No.
It's out there.
The words were
back.
Said. That is a fact.
When I move out to the country, maybe, I don't know. But 49 Winchester is not what I would consider country.
You're going to have to learn
it's
to
country.
Keep the coyotes away from your chickens.
Thank you. I agree, Dan.
Sam, play that back. That
oh,
is
God,
country.
It's so good. What do
it's
you call
bro.
It, Sam? Because there are different umbrellas of
well,
country.
Well, now it's called alternative country.
Yeah, it's like alternative rock country,
bluegrass country.
Southern rock, Americana.
Yeah. Like roadhouse country.
Indie country, if you want to call it
that. Is that also what like a Zach Bryan would be? Because
You mean Zach Brown?
No, Zach Bryan's more like Red Dirt. Style.
Okay. Oh, it's so good. Annabelle.
I mean, just on the beat alone, it's country.
You'll it's good.
I'm not rock and roll with a country twins.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from them. They're good. I just never in a million years thought that this would be something on your playlist.
So the children have brought me to that music. 100%.
Sure, it's Jack, not the guy that drives the truck.
No, and he enjoys that music too. But Jack started it, and then his younger brother just started sending me songs. And I said, "This is what I want for my birthday. I want a playlist of all of the songs that you guys all enjoy together.
I think
all
this
of the siblings.
A wonderful thing. You're exploring new things, experiencing new things as you move through the golden decade.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Dan. Damn it.
You can't go a day without mentioning that.
I will tell you this, two things.
Why?
My readers that started out 1.25, I graduated today to 1.50.
Oh,
yes.
I'm still at the 1.25.
Let me just suggest that maybe you think you are and you are not. Because I'm just going to tell you.
You're going to take me into 1.5 kicking and screaming.
I'm just telling you, it's time for 1.5.
No.
Because today I was at my favorite little boutique on Johnson Drive, Lulu's Boutique, and they always have my readers up at the front counter. I put these on and they were 1.5s. I'm like, this is too much for me. And then I leaned in and read my phone and I went, oh, God.
I agree with Dana Scott. You're a 1.5.
I'm firmly planted in 1.5 reader land
now.
Look
at how far away you're holding that story.
He looks like Minnie Pearl. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say it.
Don't hurt your neck or your arms.
The hat doesn't help.
You guys are mean.
We are going to age gracefully together. Sort of. Kicking and screaming.
That's right. Do not go gently into that good night.
You know, and I'm not saying it's your fault because it's not. But when you started the show, I didn't have a single gray hair on my head.
I know. You're welcome.
Now I'm salt and pepper.
You're salt and pepper and you're wiser.
Well,
you're more tolerant. I think you've grown as a human being. You're welcome.
More tolerant. That's a good one.
Well, he doesn't hear most of the things said around him.
It's the hair in his ears. He's not more tolerant. He just can't hear a damn thing I'm saying.
The golden decade is going differently.
Oh, that's funny. That is very, very funny.
I hope you all end up in prison.
Okay. Speaking of...
Are you okay after all those punches?
Man.
Body blow.
Punch drunk in here. Oof. My goodness. A mysterious tower has been discovered at Area 51. And social media users are insisting that the structure is of alien technology.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's so secretive there. They've erected an alien tower that you could just see on Google Earth.
Curious minds found that they could see the tower in the Nevada desert, described as standing at roughly 150 to 190 feet tall. It's located about 80 miles northwest of Las Vegas. The structure of the highly classified U.S. Air Force Base has reportedly been in place for two decades and has, of course, sparked conspiracy theories.
Yeah, it looks like a radio tower kind of
probably a radio tower, Dan. Yeah. It's probably some sort of communications tower.
And it's been there two decades?
Mm-hmm. That's what they said.
Yep. Did we ever get the explanation about the weird monoliths that were showing up all over the country that were reflective?
No.
Maybe they just took all those and stacked them, and that's the new tower.
Have you guys read these stories, and I don't know if these are true or not, that there's actually underneath the pyramids, there's an incredible below-ground structure that goes hundreds of meters deep.
Well, there is something that has been discovered, but I don't think that it is as robust as many on the internet would try to make you believe.
So they apparently were using some sort of bizarre radar technology that could let them see under the ground.
Ground penetrating radar.
Yes.
Okay. And there is apparently, and it goes hundreds of meters
you
deep.
Meant back then, not now. I was like, I'm pretty sure they didn't have radar back then, but let me Wikipedia that.
No, now, where there's this incredible structure under like the Great Pyramid.
Got it.
That goes way underground.
Well, they had to have had some system.
Yeah, but it's maybe I'm not explaining it right.
No, I understand. But like it would have been useful in stacking those, I don't know, 10,000 pound stones.
Yeah, which well, they lifted up there by hand.
You do want to have a foundational structure, just like when we erect skyscrapers.
What we should do is dig it up and see what's under there. Just going to move this over there.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We're taking care of the cicada rhythms.
When we get back, two stories in the stack that are, whoa, they are whoppers. Number one, a mother and son are facing a string of charges for car theft, right? You think car theft, that's good. We should put them away. They're stealing cars. They were tow truck operators. Wait until you hear with what and why they are charged. And if you have ever been towed and you tried to fight it, you are going to love this story.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Hey, we're doing terrible jokes coming your way at 3:45 this afternoon. It's been a handful of weeks since we've done that. So we will do that in about 25 minutes. So stay tuned for that. Story here from Fox 4. A Kansas City woman says that she is a victim of a local tow company now at the center of a serious criminal allegation. The company's owners are accused of flat-out stealing cars across the Kansas City metro. Takia Hill says, and I quote, "I was really in shock because I didn't think it was possible." Fox 4 first showed exclusive video of police hauling vehicles out of Metro Tow on Agnes Avenue last Wednesday during a police raid. Now the company's owner, Donald Adamson, and his mother, Lynette Adamson, each face 9 felony charges. Details in the probable cause statements are alarming. Police allege the Adamsons were simply taking advantage of people, and investigators consider them dangerous. Takia Hill is an educator who also does hair in her spare time. On April 7th, after finishing her day in the classroom, she headed to a client's apartment for a hair appointment that went smoothly. But when she returned to the parking lot, car gone. What she didn't know at the time was that she had just become a target of what investigators allege is a serial criminal towing operation, but she would find out fast.
Sam, would you like to pull up some of the Google reviews for Metro Tow and Transport? And while you're doing that, Scott and I will continue this conversation. We have said before on this very program, when there is an unscrupulous or, dare I say, illegal tow operation going on in Kansas City, and we tend to be the Wild West of these ne'er-do-well companies.
There we are.
Why would it be considered anything other than theft? If someone that does not have the right to tow your car takes your car under any other scenario, that would be auto theft. We've said that before on this very program. If they started charging unscrupulous tow operators with auto theft, the unscrupulous behavior would stop immediately. And every single company out there, the good ones and even the bad ones, would start making damn sure they had the right to tow when they take your car.
Now, in the past, what the police department has done is they work in a rotation now. It didn't used to be that way. But who has the authority to have your car towed, other than yourself, of course, if it's broken down?
The private property owner?
And the police department, right? That would be about it. I mean, maybe, let me rephrase and make police department law enforcement. Law enforcement and a private business owner could say, you know, this person's been parked on my property. They don't belong here. I want you to come and take this car to your lot.
The reviews against this company on Google are all, Scott, 1 star, and they are only 1 star because multiple people point this out. You are not able to give 0 stars.
From Madeline. 2 reviews for this company about a month ago. I wish I could give this company a negative rating. I can't begin to express how negative their, quote, manager was. She spoke so horridly to me when I was just calling to ask a simple question. And I remained calm throughout that.
What turned what was into the question? A 15-minute phone call.
Yeah, probably. She kept screaming at me. I truly have never been spoken to like that before. She deserves to be fired at the very least. Their, quote, office is a tiny window on a metal box with bars. That shows a lot. They will not work with you at all. The least understanding people ever.
Here's one. Sam, terrible, terrible, terrible. Here's another one. I wish I could give a negative review, and multiple people are saying that. The manager and the front desk lady are terrible. They are rude.
Within 10 minutes of parking in an entirely empty lot, my vehicle was towed.
And then
They're
this
hawks.
One. I own a small trucking company in Kansas City. One of my drivers was involved in a very minor fender bender. He says this company pulls up to the accident site. No one had called them. Police were not even involved. They convinced my driver there's damage to the right front steering wheel. I was not close enough to get to the scene. They towed the car.
Right front steering
17
wheel.
Miles. For $1,963, There was absolutely nothing wrong with the truck besides it tore off two plastic lug covers worth about $2. I was trying to do the safest thing in an unfortunate situation. Way to take advantage of an industry that your business rotates around. There are
$1,000 for a 17-mile tow?
$1,900. Scott, there are pages and pages and here's another one. The worst lady answered the phone. I don't know. Her bedside manner apparently leaves a lot to be desired.
From Grace, this company is hella sus and predatory. Thank you, Grace.
Worst people, worst company ever. I ran my groceries up to my apartment, had my flashers on. I was gone 3 seconds. They tried to tow me and then charged me $150 to not tow me.
She is nasty and rude from the time she answers the phone until she gets off.
It is, Scott, well, look at
I'm
the,
glad.
Look, I'm just scrolling down. Look at the pages. I will say this about the new prosecutor. They seem to be going after, you know, the sideshow car idiots, now the towing predatory companies, all of the things that people have been barking about in this city for decades, They seem to be responding to. Do we have a homicide problem? Yes. Do they need to, you know, fix all of that and the non-injury shootings and the non-fatal shootings? Yes. But I like that they are going after crap
too.
That affects all of us when you end up in this situation.
Because there are a lot of people who can't afford $1,900 to get their car out of a lot that it never should be in the first place. Now, let me read this very quickly. Police say during their investigation, they installed a surveillance camera on a nearby pole near Metro Tow. On March 8th, a black pickup truck drove past the camera, then doubled back and fired several rounds, disabling the camera. 5 shell casings were recovered at the scene. Investigators say, and I quote, employees and or the owner of Metro Tow is suspected of shooting the camera. Sam?
Now, they are very responsive on these reviews. There are a number of one-star reviews that got a response from the owner. However, if you read those responses, they are just explanations about why that person is wrong.
Listen to this.
They deserve to pay the money.
I keep seeing this. If possible, 0 stars. But it's not. You have to give them 1 out of 5.
Sam, read a response.
If possible, 0 stars.
I'm sorry you feel that you had such a bad experience. Unfortunately, you were parked in a handicap spot with no representation. And the excuse that, quote, nobody even lives in that complex is handicap, and you park there all the time does not justify you taking that spot away from somebody who might need it.
How would they know? How would they know
they
that that person...
know.
Parks
Sam,
in that spot
listen,
every day.
Listen to this one. My friend's car was towed because of an extra letter added onto the license number when they paid through the parking app. So, you know, let's say you're KIM563. Okay. They typed it in wrong. $200 for a silly typo that could have happened to anyone. Shame on you for taking advantage.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Start sending in your terrible jokes if you would be so kind to our text line. It is the same number, 913-586-7798. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment, and your terrible jokes at 3:45 this afternoon. Somebody on the text line wants to know, what is the name of the tow company? It is Metro Tow, but the owner, Donald Adamson, and his mom, Lynette Adamson, now face 9 felony charges. They were the subject of a police investigation. They're on Agnes in Kansas City, Missouri, and police raided the towing company site, and mom and son have been arrested, both facing, as I mentioned just a moment ago, 9 felony charges regarding to just allegedly towing people's cars for no reason. One person ending up with, as Dana was pointing out a minute ago, a 17-mile tow. And they were charged $1,900 to get their car back.
Why do we not charge all unscrupulous tow companies and operators with auto theft?
It doesn't say in this story what the charges are, which is surprising.
Channel 9 story has it. And some of the charges, multiple felonies, include 4 counts of stealing a motor vehicle.
What they allegedly did.
Oh, yeah, but it gets worse. 4 counts of forgery. So you want to take a stab at what we think that is, Scott?
Probably filling out a discrepancy form that was not accurate.
Or that you have the authority to tow from a lot that you do not have authority to tow from. Mm-hmm. Where there are unscrupulous actors in this town that will just ride around to various parking lots and tow people, even though they have no contract whatsoever with the person that owns that lot. And there have been cases in the past, I'm not saying that's what happened here, but they are charged with forgery, where an unscrupulous tow operator will say, well, we have every right to tow you from here. We've got a contract with the owner. And then police get involved, call the owner, and the owner says, we've never heard of this lady.
Somebody on the text line wants to know, is this the company that towed the Raypak prom students' cars the other night from the church parking lot?
I'd love to know.
The answer is we don't know. But if you missed that story, and we just touched on it briefly yesterday here on the show, apparently, and this is the way we understand it, Ray Peck held their prom in Westport over the weekend. And they had a contract or the right, the authority, to park their cars in a church parking lot not far from the venue.
Here we go. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
According to charging documents, investigators allege that the two used falsified state forms to tow vehicles from apartment complexes without proper authorization. At the center of the case is the Missouri Department of Revenue Form 4669, which must be signed in person by a property manager or authorized representative to approve a private property tow. Police allege Lynette signed hundreds of these forms in advance, often using photocopied or pre-filled versions in violation of state law. Investigators reviewed 329 forms and reported that more than 250 bore her signature, many from locations where she could not have possibly even been present.
Then why is she not charged with 240-some-odd felonies?
Several individuals told police their cars were towed despite having valid parking credentials, Westport Prom, or being parked for a short time.
Now, we should point out, we do not know that they were responsible for the Ray Peck towing.
We don't know that, but the school in that case had a contract with that church to allow the students to park there. So whoever towed all of those cars did not have the authority to do that.
And there are pictures of the tow truck in the parking lot of that church. It's not going to be hard to figure out who towed those kids' cars. And this is their prom. Have you no shame?
The investigation also includes a separate case of suspected felony property damage. Why? Because, Scott, to your point, a surveillance camera near the tow lot was destroyed by gunfire in March, and police believe someone affiliated with Metro Tow may have been involved. They should go to jail for a very long time. Should never be allowed anywhere near that industry again.
Can you forbid somebody from being involved in an industry like that?
You have to.
But legally, can you? Can a judge say, I'm sentencing you to 3 years in prison, $250,000 fine.
And you have to relinquish all of your tow trucks.
And you can never own a tow truck company again.
I think there has to be something that would allow them to do that, Scott, because if these allegations are proven correct in court, I have no doubt that they will be, there are probably tens of thousands of victims over the years. They were creating an empire based on auto theft. Really, at the end of the day, it's theft.
Well, you remember years ago when the old Kmart down the street here was just empty and abandoned before all the nice
development
went in? There were reports that people would park their cars in that parking lot. It was completely unused. Now, granted, was it still private property? Yes. But it was completely unused. And people would park their cars there and carpool into their business or jobs downtown. And there would be tow trucks waiting in the wings to come in and just start towing cars out of that parking lot. Now, were they doing it on the orders of whoever owned that property? I don't know why they would have a problem with people parking cars to carpool into downtown in a completely unused parking lot, but maybe they did. Who knows? And by the way, that development is beautiful, what they've done over there.
Oh, within months.
It can be done.
And the Mission Mall site. Right down the street.
Now, wait a minute.
Can't get it done.
There have been some advancements at the Mission Mall site.
No, there hasn't.
Have
grass
you
has
seen
grown.
Those graffiti murals?
Oh, I haven't.
Oh, they are all over.
So graffiti's gone in now.
They have been tagged, I think, as the kids say.
Tagged, as the kids
I
say.
I think that's what the kids say.
Yes.
Not a graffiti.
So the old Kmart down here at I-35 in Shawnee Mission Parkway is a great development. They got a Jimmy John's in there. They've
it's now
got
the Grand Merriam Station. They have a Cava.
They have a Cava. Mm-hmm.
And the apartments are very, very trendy.
Yeah.
We got that, but we can't develop the old Mission Mall site.
Hmm. So odd.
I mean, anybody can own a tow truck. Anybody can falsely sign.
Can you stop someone from just buying a tow truck and hanging a shingle and saying we're going to be a tow company? I think there are regulations in place, Sam, where if you do not have a permit to do that, you can still do it, but you're going to be in violation of the law.
Well, if they allegedly are willing to break the law already and have been to the tune of 300 times, you think they're going to let the law stop them next time?
No.
Keep in mind, 300 times, that's just the paperwork that investigators found after they started this investigation.
Now, and my
if you think there are 300 victims, I've got some swampland in Alaska to sell you.
Well, no,
this is going to date back years.
The police are alleging it was 300 times she falsified, according to them, documents to tow off of certain properties.
Yep.
That doesn't mean that there's just 300 victims.
Also, if Bill has one business license, I'm throwing random names out here. I have no idea what their names are. He can just go ahead and call brother Bob and say, hey, Bob, I've been banned. But the LLC is still running. We still got the trucks. We still got the lot. I'm going to sign it over into your name. You file for the business license. Keep doing what they're doing.
It's the same thing, quite frankly, with these for a time. I hope they have cracked down. I'm not sure that they have with the party bus industry, where a while back ago, anyone could just buy a bus and slap a logo on it and say, yeah, come check us out. We'll drive your kids all over. I remember one of my students, I think it was the third one, for prom, they were all going to rent one of these party buses to take them downtown to a nice dinner. I said, absolutely not. Well, are they regulated? Do you know anything about the company? Has anyone ever flown out to their death on the highway?
Yes.
Because the doors weren't secured.
Yes, that did happen.
And that did happen.
About 10 years ago.
They're a legitimate party bus business.
I'm not saying there aren't, Sam, but as with the tow industry, there were bad operators in the entire metropolitan area and beyond that would just buy a bus and say, I'm a party bus operator, and without training, without the C-class license. And my point is, you don't know. It's buyer beware until something happens.
And I will never forget a handful of years ago.
Oh, the K-State.
No, this one's not a tragedy. Leaving a Chiefs game, and, you know, it's two or three cars to a row.
Yeah.
As you're trying to get out. And I look over to my left, and there is a party bus leaving Arrowhead Stadium. Then I see one of the windows come down, and I see a head come out.
Reversal.
That was not the only thing that came out of that window.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the young man who lost his life because he hit his head on the underside of the overpass standing up on one of those buses.
No. Wait, what?
Oh, Sam, my God.
Oh, there have been a handful of terrible, terrible stories with party buses.
He was on the upper deck.
Yeah.
They were on a highway,
mm-hmm.
and bus goes under an overpass.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Let's just say they exceeded the height requirement. And then there was the case of the guy on I-35, you remember, where the back door of the party bus flew open.
Yes.
And he flew out.
There was a young mother on 435, same thing. Yep. She went to lean back, and the door flew open. It was the side door. You just have to be careful. I think they regulate these to the best extent that they can.
Yeah. All right. We're going to lighten it up in the next segment. We're going to do Terrible Joke Tuesday because we haven't done it in a handful of weeks. Woo! If you have a terrible but arable joke, send it in now to 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Terrible Jokes when we return here on Dana and Parks. All right, it is Terrible Joke Tuesday. The jokes have to be terrible, but they have to be arable. Send them in right now. By the way, The jokes are not as good this week as they usually
come on.
Yeah, what's going on, people?
913-586-7798. There are a couple that we can salvage. 913-586-7798.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Dana, what's up?
What do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
I don't know.
Lady Baba.
Hey, Dana.
Cracking myself up over here, yes, Sam.
You might wonder, how did I know that my girlfriend thought I was invading her privacy?
I don't know.
Yeah, she wrote it in her diary.
Oh, my gosh.
Sam.
Yes, Scott.
From 1162, I asked my friend Nick if he could spare 5 cents, but he was Nicholas.
Wow. Hey, Scott.
I'll see myself out. Yes, Dana.
What's the difference between a good burger and a shooting star?
I don't know.
The burger is very meaty, but the other is a little meteor.
That one's pretty good.
Wow.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What do you call a nun that sleepwalks?
What do you call a nun who sleepwalks?
A Roman Catholic.
Nice.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
If all dogs go to heaven, where do cats go?
I don't know.
Purgatory.
I'm going to try that one again.
Purgatory.
There it is. Hey, Sam.
Yes.
This is from 5799. What kind of doctor was Dr. Pepper?
I don't know.
He was a physician.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
Did you know that of all of the inventions in the last 100 years, the dry erase board is the most remarkable?
You want to try that again?
Remarkable. Remarkable.
Remarkable.
Yeah. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam.
Did you know that of all of the inventions in the last 100 years, the dry erase board is the most remarkable?
Okay, there it is. There it is.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
What do you call a mythical Scottish creature that roams around ringing doorbells?
I don't know.
The Knockless Monster.
Yours are good.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
You know, the other day I had to work overtime at my job at McDonald's.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
They call it a McDouble.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
This is from 1986. Where did the pumpkins have their meeting?
I don't know.
In the gourd room.
Sam.
Yes.
If your feet fall asleep and don't wake up, what do you call them?
I don't know.
Comatose?
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
From 9422, what do you call a murder mystery in Hawaii?
I don't know.
It's a hula done it.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
Hey, Scott.
I'm just reading off the text line.
That's terrible.
I told you we were a little weak this week. Yes, Sam.
Why couldn't the produce manager make it to work?
I don't know.
Well, he could drive, but he didn't avocado. Avocado.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah.
Why do you need at least 2 polars, a grizzly, and 2 pandas to start a zoo?
I don't know.
It's the bare minimum.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about trying the new almond diet.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, that's nuts. Come on.
Terrible.
Go ahead.
What's covered in tinsel, Scott? And goes, rivet, rivet.
I don't know.
A mistletoad.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam.
What do my wallet and an onion have in common?
I don't know.
Every time I open it, I cry.
So, Dana, Freddie Mercury, Venus Williams, and Bruno Mars walk into a bar.
Yes.
They didn't plan it that way.
Plan? Okay, get out.
Okay.
That was the worst set of terrible jokes we've ever had. Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.